This is the first stage of the loving kindness or metta meditation. In this practice, we will be cultivating loving kindness, or you might just call it kindness. It's a kind of friendship practice, an intention to have an open heart that is supportive and gentle. It's a wish to anyone, other people or animals or ourselves, to be cared for, loved, and safe. In this stage, we'll be focusing on cultivating kindness towards ourselves, and then in later stages, we'll be extending that kindness towards others as well. So just give yourself a moment to settle into your chair or your seat on the floor. Try to find a posture that is upright but not rigid, so that your body is at once alert, but also that you're able to let go of any unnecessary tension. You can keep your eyes open or close them. Either's fine. What's most important is that you remain awake and relaxed and able to practice. Just allow your arms and legs to be held down by gravity. Let your hands rest on your lap or the arms of your chair. Let your feet be supported by the floor. And very gently become aware of the sensation of breath in your body, connecting to the wave-like flow of the breath in the belly, the chest, the tips of the nostrils, or the body as a whole, wherever it's easiest for you to feel it. Nothing needs to be different about your breath. If you just allow it to, your breath will simply breathe itself. So just see if you can allow the breath to move with its own rhythm as you follow it. If throughout this practice you find that your mind has wandered off, as minds like to do, that's no problem. You can just return back to the breath that's always there as a way to help you return to this moment and this practice. So start by bringing to mind a time in your life where you experienced a sense of kindness, warmth, or connection with another person or being. It could be that you felt kindness towards another, or that you felt someone else's warmth or kindness directed towards you. Either is fine. And it doesn't have to be some big event. You may simply recall a moment of fondness towards a young child. You may recall the unconditional love you have felt in the eyes of a beloved pet. Or maybe a teacher or neighbor who smiled warmly whenever they saw you. It's okay if you don't actually feel warmth as you recall this person or animal right now. It just matters that you choose someone or a situation that warmed your heart in the past, even if for just a moment. Allow yourself to imagine that experience or feeling sense of being in that moment. Can you picture this person or animal's eyes during a moment when they warmed your heart? What does their face look like? What do they sound like in that moment? And as you remember that experience, notice how you feel in your body. See if you can notice what is happening in your body with an attitude of curiosity as you engage in this practice of loving kindness. Next, I'd like to invite you to form an image of yourself sitting here in this chair or on the floor, as if you were looking at yourself from the outside. Notice that you're looking at yourself through the same eyes that we're looking at the previous scene of kindness with another person or animal. You are looking out of these eyes that have known kindness and warmth to see yourself sitting here. Notice as you're looking at yourself through these kind eyes that you see a person who, just like all beings everywhere, wants to be happy and not suffer. And now, as you keep yourself in your mind's eye, see if you can extend wishes of kindness and well-being to yourself as you repeat the following phrases. May I be well. May I know kindness. May I be safe and at ease. Again, while holding the image of yourself in your heart, extending wishes of kindness and warmth to yourself. May I be well. May I know kindness. May I be safe and at ease. And one more time, this time you may wish to put your hand on your heart. Practice intentionally extending wishes of kindness and well-being to yourself. May I be well. May I know kindness. May I be safe and at ease. And now you can gradually let any imagery fade away, being attentive to what is present for you as you sit here in this space where you are, appreciating the sounds around you, the light, the air touching your skin, and just appreciating that you've been doing something skillful in the last few minutes, that you've been consciously cultivating an attitude of kindness and of friendliness towards yourself. You've been consciously practicing being kind. So notice once more the feeling of your body in this chair or on the floor, resting here with any feelings of warmth or kindness that may have emerged. And if your eyes were closed when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return your attention back to the room.